Time for a look at the news for a Monday. That is the 23rd day of August. Well, as of 7 o'clock this morning, the Caldor Fire stands at 106,562 acres and is 5% contained. The fire started back on Saturday evening just before 7 o'clock, August 14th. Now, the fire has destroyed 403 single residences. It has destroyed six commercial properties and minor structure damage to 148. Now, also, structures threatened now stand at 17,488. Now, overnight, downslope winds, low temperatures, and moderate humidity levels aided in slowing the fire spread. Crews continue to encounter heavy down and drought-stressed fuels. Damage assessment teams continue to inspect properties and infrastructure throughout the area. Let me make an addition to that. I want to clarify that. So, single residences destroyed, 403. Commercial properties, 6. Other minor structures destroyed, like outbuildings, pump houses, garages, so forth, barns, 148. And then structures damaged, only 26. The evacuation warnings remain in effect in Amador County. Warning status only. And communication and check-in with loved ones is so important and can be vital during the time of an emergency like the Caldor Fire. Now that we're in the middle of fire season, CAL FIRE suggests a family communication plan. The plan would designate someone out of the area as a single point of contact, making it easier than trying to call everyone when phone, cell, and internet systems can become overloaded or limited during a disaster. If you're separated from your immediate household family members during a fire or other emergency, everyone is to call the designated person and check in. Now may be the perfect time to create that family communication plan. Well, the Calaveras County Office of Public Health and the County Air Pollution Control District have now extended their air quality warning through 3 o'clock today. Smoke concentrations will vary and may be severe in some locations. Also, a reminder for you, the cloth masks that are used to slow the spread of COVID-19 really do no good in blocking these small particles that are contained in wildfire smoke. N95 and KN95 respirators can provide you with that protection. And the Amador Water Agency Board of Directors have delayed a final decision on a proposed increase in wholesale water rates. Meeting in special session Friday morning, the AWA board considered an increase in the rate for water the district provides on a wholesale basis. Currently, the Amador Water Agency provides wholesale water to the cities of Jackson and Plymouth, as well as the Pine Grove, Drytown, and Mace Meadows Services District. The Water Agency received several comments from these jurisdictions and members of the public challenging aspects of the rate study used to justify the increase. The board voted to table the proposal until their regular meeting, which will take place this Thursday, to address these challenges, most of which are technical questions of how the rates are calculated. Well, two Pioneer men were arrested on Saturday following a traffic stop. According to reports, an Amador sheriff's deputy was patrolling along Highway 88 in the Pioneer area when he observed a Chevy Silverado driving without fenders and or flaps, as is required by state vehicle code. The deputy conducted a traffic enforcement stop, and upon contacting the two occupants, Michael Smith and Brandon Smith, determined that Michael had two warrants for his arrest and Brandon was on probation with a search clause. During a search of the vehicle, the deputy located a loaded Glock handgun concealed in the glove box. Michael Smith was charged with carrying a loaded firearm in a vehicle, as well as his two warrants. Brendan Smith was charged with being a felon in possession of a firearm, carrying a loaded firearm in a vehicle with a prior felony conviction, and being a felon in possession of ammunition. Both men were arrested and booked into the Amador County Jail. And over the past week, there have been 99 new cases of COVID-19 in Calaveras County. 20 new COVID cases were reported Thursday and 9 new cases on Friday. Active cases increased from 176 Wednesday to 192 Thursday, then down to 189 active cases Friday. Calaveras' highest active cases peaked at 123 during the first COVID-19 surge in December and January. There were 3 active hospitalizations Thursday and 1 COVID hospitalization Friday. There have been a total of 61 COVID-related deaths in Calaveras County. Vaccines are available to county residents through myturn.ca.gov. Current guidance was issued for a 3rd COVID vaccination dosage for those who are moderately to severely immunocompromised. For details, contact your healthcare provider. And no-cost COVID-19 testing is available again today from now till 7 p.m. Health and Human Services Building on Lower Ridge Road. Again, that is today until 7 o'clock. And that, my friends, is a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center. I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Again, the Caldor fire now 5% contained, and the evacuation warnings still remain in effect here in Amador County.